Well, starting with school, we went to a grade school in at Clifford, which, and you've seen the building, it's still standing. It's been a town hall for quite a while, quite a few years. And one of my classmates was Elma Jarvie. The Jarvies lived fairly close to us, and the amazing thing is that Elma was my classmate from grade 1 through grade 12, and after graduating from high school, I've never seen her since, and I've been in Brantwood since then and inquired about her. She's been there and inquired about me, but we've never seen each other in all these 50-some years since, 51 or 52 years now since we graduated from high school. I can remember some of my favorite memories are we'd walk to school and back a lot, but then on cold days they would furnish transportation, and in the winter time we'd have a bus with like the old covered wagons. There'd be a canvas over the top, and then it was really fun. We'd have horses pull us to school, and we'd run behind the sleigh and slide, as kids will do, hang on to the back of the sleigh and slide in the runners, which was a fun way to go to school.
So it was like a wagon pulled by horses on runners?
Well, it would be on sleigh during, with the snow. The sled. No, I don't remember. They didn't have, we didn't have a covered wagon. I just mean they would cover a sled, like with a canvas, round canvas top.
Did you do anything like in the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, like have hot potatoes or anything like that to keep warm?
No, we didn't have that. But I can remember we had ball games, which were with just a round rubber, or just a red rubber ball. And I wasn't aware then, but I'm sure that there just were no funds available for anything. And we would play a game they called Long Dutch, which meant we'd have a board, sort of a paddle board for a bat, and then pitch underhand, and you hit the ball, and you could get the runner out either by tagging them or throwing the ball. If you hit him with the ball, then they'd be out. So that was our ball games during recess at noon hours, and they were really fun games. But when I think of the fact that we couldn't afford a bat or anything like that, there must not have been a lot of money floating around.
Boys and girls would play together.
Yes, they would be mixed. Well, there had to be, otherwise there wouldn't be enough to form a team. There'd be maybe three or four kids per class, and there would be there were two rooms. There were the first and the fourth grade in the primary room, and then the fourth and eighth grade in the upper room.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so small.
Yeah, it was a small school. I can remember our Christmases consisted of, I imagine we did get presents. We would get mittens or articles of clothing, which we needed anyhow for Christmas, maybe a new pair of stockings, which Mother Mumu would knit. But then the only actual presents we would get would be during the school program. We would get bags of hard candy, and then the Santa Claus would come and distribute hard candy to us. We'd get these bags of candy, which could suck on. I guess there still is hard candy available at Christmas, but that was the only candy that was available there.
Not all the soft chocolates and that sort of thing.
No. And we'd sing the Christmas songs, and so that was our Christmas. And one Christmas we went to, I was part of the group, I imagine I volunteered, I went with an axe to cut the tree that we would put up at the school. And coming back after we had chopped the tree down, I was pulling, kind of went through a fence, a barbed wire fence, and I went in between the wires, and I pulled the axe behind me, and I pulled it across my knee, and I still have a scar on my knee to show where they had to stitch up my knee after. And I don't think my parents even knew enough to sue the school on this deal. I'm just kidding, obviously.
So how did you get help that time?
Well, I guess that somebody wrapped it enough to stop the bleeding, and then we went to Dr. McKinnon, and he sewed it up.
In Brantwood?
In Prentice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we went to Prentice. So.
By the way, off the subject, but what did you call your parents? What was
Isa ja äiti, isa and dad, isa ja äiti, isa and äiti.
Mom and dad, isa and äiti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.